What is our greatest value to those in need? If we see a friend in a negative situation, living something truly unwanted or without something the person very much does want, how can we help? In other words, how can we be of advantage to others rather than a disadvantage?
Whether your friend is feeling negative emotion because of the situation he is in, or whether you are feeling negative emotion because of your awareness of the situation your friend is in, neither of you is aligned with your broader perspective. Your awareness of your friend's problem is a true disadvantage to him because you're amplifying the vibration of the problem and therefore adding to it. Often, your friend draws you into keener awareness of the problem by continually discussing specific aspects of it, but with every moment of attention that you give to your friend's problem, the further from really helping him you are. In this contrasting world in which you are focused, any attention to your problem does cause you to vibrationally ask for solutions, and those solutions do begin lining up for you. And so, you could actually add to the power with which your friend is asking for solutions by discussing the specifics of the problem, but he does not need help in amplifying his problem in order to intensify his asking. That is a natural process that the contrast of the universe provides. There is no reason to deliberately stir up problems in order to stir up solutions. You are of no discernible assistance to your troubled friend unless you are able to focus in the direction of the solution, in the direction of what he wants, or in the direction of what you desire for him. If you are determined to feel good and are able to focus in the direction of improvement for him, despite his continual prodding at his problem, your power of influence toward improvement will be powerful. In other words, when you focus in the direction of the solution, you join forces with your own inner being, with his inner being, and with all of the cooperative components that Law of Attraction has already assembled. If you allow yourself to be the sounding board for your friend's problems, your power of influence will be paltry, and you will be of no value to your friend. But something even more troubling is now occurring. Your friend's problem not only launched rockets of desire in his vibrational reality, but your association with him and your focus has caused you to launch rockets of desire about your friend into your vibrational reality. In other words, this experience has caused an expansion in you, and if you do not focus in the direction of your expansion, if you do not focus on the possible improvement for your friend, you will pull against your own expansion. It is important to realize that the negative emotion that you often feel when you are worried about a troubled friend is actually present because your focus is pulling you apart from yourself. Your friend may be the reason for your focus, but your friend is not the reason you are pulling against yourself. Your focus is the reason for that. Looking for positive aspects and expecting good outcomes for your friends is the only way you can be of value to them. For there is no action that you can offer that is strong enough to buck your current of negative attention.
So we're not doing ourselves or the other person any favor when we discuss our problems or concerns with them?
Indeed not. Nothing ever good comes from focusing in opposition to what you desire. It is detrimental to you and to whoever you draw into your negative conversation.